ايه ده؟
Hi.
Oh my God, hey, what's up?
How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm cold because it's actually like quite cold. It was raining.
Really?
Yeah, it's been raining for like some time now, and I decided to turn on the AC because I like to suffer. But anyway, how are you?
That's crazy though. I mean, it was cold earlier this morning, but like it's
Oh.
a little hot now. Yeah, the weather's like so bipolar out here.
What
And it's
state are you
supposed to
in?
be, I'm in California and it's supposed to be
Oh,
hot
good.
because it's California, but like I don't know, the fall is starting a little early. So we're in that like almost cold, but still hanging on to the
But
hot days.
still hot, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
But
mean,
yeah.
but oh, okay. Do you know my sister's name is also Jade?
Wait,
Is
for
it
real?
Jade or Jade?
It's Jade, but like since I
Yeah.
moved here, guys were calling me.
Dude.
And I was
Yeah.
having this conversation with someone yesterday. I'm like, I don't like the fact that people call me Jade. It makes me feel like
You're
I'm being
whitey.
performative. Do you get? Because my name isn't Jade. My name is Jade Sala. But like,
Yeah.
guys be calling me Jade when I'm here, and it's very uncomfortable. I'm not even gonna
Yeah,
lie.
I understand. Because,
Yeah.
I mean, my first name is actually Ifor, but my Yoruba name is Koinsola. So,
Which one do most people know you by?
and the funny thing is, I don't like hide any of them. Like, calls me, I'll just answer. But I think FY, because that's the name that I told everybody in uni. Okay, that's a handful of people actually just know me as Koinsola in uni. Or maybe the rest know me as that, but they don't call me. Yeah, but
Yeah, I feel you.
yeah, but it's just very crazy because like that's my sister's name, like that's her
Yeah, that's crazy. So her full name is Jetty Solos.
full name is Ireolu
Nice. That's the
Ajadesola.
first time I'm hearing like an extension to Jetty Sola. Like most times it's just Jetty Sola. There's nothing else. But it's nice that hers is
I mean,
long.
people always like divide the Ireoluwa and the Jadesola. Like they always think they're two different
But it's a
names, but they're
full
actually
name,
like
right?
a
It's a
full
single
name.
one.
Yeah. But
That's
anyways,
really
speaking
cool.
of people and people and things, how was your day? What did you do today? Or what time is it in California?
It's currently 2:41 p.m. And
Okay.
my day was a little hectic. I'm not even gonna lie to you because I missed I okay, I didn't miss it. I skipped it. I skipped my
Okay.
8 a.m. today. I was supposed to have an 8 a.m. this morning, but I skipped it because I just woke up and I'm like, man. I'm like,
I actually understand
man.
because I was talking to someone today and he like exactly the same thing happened to him. In fact, he was supposed to have a test even at like 11
And he didn't
and
go.
he skipped it apparently. But he said he, I don't know how he did, but he said that, oh, he, sorry, he said that, oh, he was able to like convince the lecturer to give him like another test, like again. So I was like, okay, but maybe there's something in the air because he's not in California. He's not in California. Jesus. He's not in California. He's in Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe the air is like something's really happening there, but
Yeah, 'cause that's crazy. But yeah, so I skipped my 8 a.m. I just didn't feel like going. And then I went to school because I still had to go because I had this group meeting thing with someone else. So I still had to go. And then I forgot I had homework due at 10 a.m. Do you just see how my age factor tried to creep in?
Oh my God.
I was about to say homework. Please, God
Like
of Yoruba people, save me.
we're just Yoruba, like we're just like that's all
It's
we
so
are.
bad. Like
Like
the struggle is
yeah.
real.
God, I was thinking about that Normally song. That I know we hate Normally now, but like
Yes, we
I was
do.
thinking,
It's
yeah, we do,
canceled.
but like I was thinking about that Normally song. That one I can't even say it because it's to disgrace me. But I feel like you know the one I'm talking about.
Oh,
Don't say
how
it.
something something. I think I know it, but I don't know the lyrics.
I don't know, but it's something, something. I shall know. I know.
There's a lot of
Not going to
H
say. Yeah, there's a lot
in
of
the
age
thing,
in it.
right?
I'm not going
Yeah.
to do and sabotage myself, literally. So,
Before someone would just go and
before
screenshot
I'm
that
saying,
part,
like,
take it to Twitter real quick.
and make me a meme, like, girl, I have been silent on Twitter for years. For like 3 years, I've been there, and I intend to keep it that
Really? So
way.
you're just one of those people that gets on Twitter and repost shit and never
No,
tweets.
like, I tweet, that's the thing, but I tweet for like my circle
Oh, really?
and the most nerdy ass like things, like, cause one thing, and I do you know I was talking about this with my friend yesterday. He was like he doesn't like ask for one reason that he'll get a bunch of followers. Let's say he has, he'll not get like, example, he'll not get like 550. Okay, then he now does things that are like of him, like he's into music, like all of that. Like he's not a musician though, but like he's really into music, fashion and all of that and all of that. So he about all these things on his story, and like when people now see that this is what he's talking about, they will now tell him
Really?
because like yeah, because they're not like interested. And I thought
Oh, okay.
I didn't even think a court I didn't even think it's happened to like anyone else. I because I could be like a nerd sometimes when it comes to movies and music. They would really show that side of me on my Instagram like at all. It's mostly on my Twitter. That's where I am always talking shit about all these things. And I noticed that maybe I post a picture and I get like what 100 new followers. And
Yeah,
then
yeah.
I'm talking about, oh, maybe a movie I want to watch, or a movie, and like I'm like writing, I'm typing a thread, posting a thread about like everything. And maybe people are like, oh my, this baby's she's actually into things though, and like she has a personality. She's not just a fine girl, that she actually has like hobbies, so they unfollow. And I think it's so weird. Like why do you do that?
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. The
Like
first ever time I saw it actually happen was when, you know how sometimes people tweet and the tweet goes viral. And then what they're saying, what the viral tweet isn't what they usually say on their profile. So like this one guy, he tweeted something and then the tweet went viral and Instablog posted it and then a bunch of guys now started following his Twitter. And then under it, he now put like a thread. He's like, just so you know, before you start following me, I don't tweet about this on a regular day. I just tweet about football. So just so you know, like, don't follow me because this is not going to be a frequent occurrence.
Yeah, because it's like normally I do have those like what do you call it? The famous tweets, like the blown up tweets, like sometimes they happen because you know, like you don't even plan for it to happen. It just doesn't happen. You just like say something that is in your mind and you sleep and you wake up and you have about what how many thousands of views.
Yeah. I can't
So
imagine. I'll
like
get so
it's
scared.
very
Like if I sleep
frustrating,
and
like
wake up and I see my phone is blowing up and it's Twitter,
these are
I'll
strangers that
die.
are just come because obviously everybody's like commenting and replying and retweeting and quoting and all of that. And these
Yeah.
are like 80% of these people, I don't know who they are. So I'm just getting notifications for at least like 3 4 days straight before everything that finally comes on. What was my point even? I've forgotten. I'm an old
I don't
woman.
remember. Don't remember. Okay, we were talking about my day, right? When we're talking
Okay,
about my day.
yes.
Yeah,
So
so I went to school and then I literally realized that I didn't do my 10 a.m. homework. The homework that was supposed to be due at 10 a.m. today, I didn't do it. And then I was in that particular class and it was a 20-page reading. And I'm like, oh my God, let me start reading it in class. Like, I can still turn it in even though it's late. And then I was sitting next to these two girls, and they were just talking and talking. And it was
Very
so
distracting.
distracting. It was so upsetting as well. 'Cause I'm like, bro, just shut up. Like, why are you guys like, this is not the time or
Agree.
place. Like, they were talking about each other's weekend and going to the club and shit. I'm like, bro, shut up.
Oh,
And then,
I
so that
mean,
just like irritated me.
be done like in your room, in the comfort
No,
of your home, not
G
the
gets.
classroom, but
G gets. I mean, let me not be a hypocrite because sometimes I'd be talking in class, but like today
I
that I
mean,
wanted to be
is it
serious
not a
and
thing like
read.
everybody talks in class, like it happens, like is it not a thing? But talking about a weekend, like please let's be civil, let's have
G
some
gets.
time.
Today's Tuesday.
It
Like, you should have
is
spoken about your weekend since yesterday,
let
guy.
let's I done with this
You
conversation.
get like you should have done your recap
Like,
like
what are we talking
Tuesday.
about
What?
on Tuesday?
Let's be real. Let's be real.
Literally,
Like,
unless
let's
like
actually be
some
real.
new information that like came
Yeah,
up.
that everybody needs to know.
Exactly. But
But
like,
if
if
it's
it's
not,
saying shit
guys,
like
shut
you're
up.
regurgitating, girl, keep.
Exactly. That's how I felt. So it just pissed me off completely. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna go home. I didn't even want to stay in the class because usually she gives us the readings, right? And then we do the homework, turn it in by 10 a.m. We have the class by 11 a.m. And then it's almost like a recap of the reading. So she bases her lecture on the readings. So I'm like, I need to read this, and I haven't read it, and it's 20 pages, and she's gonna talk about it in class. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna go home and study by myself and read it by myself and come up with my own notes. And then I went home, I came home, and then I smoked, and then I cooked, and then I'm on the podcast. I haven't started reading. I mean, I've read one page, but like I have 19 to go. And yeah.
Oh my God, please bear with me for my very terrible laugh. My mom told me that my laugh sounds like somebody wants to own their gen.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one. My mom used to shame me for the way I laughed when I was younger.
No, like
She
this
used
one's
to
not even
shame
the
me.
funny thing is it's not even my fault. What happened was my mom had like a cough and a cold, right? And she made this very, I don't even know. She's a master of mixology, just used to put some dumb shit together and then be tasting everything. So she was like, I should come and taste it. And I didn't think of it. I was just like, okay. So the spoon that she used was what I used. The next it's obviously because that's how this shit works. And then because of her cough and her cold, it has now left like an impact in me and doesn't want to go away.
Really?
So yes, so that's why my laugh and my cough sound as if somebody's dying and like begging for help. Like,
That's
yeah,
crazy.
I'm
Oh
telling
my
you, like,
God. This is very random, but I'm just on Twitter right now. And have you heard about like how Black Americans, like African Americans, not even only African Americans, like just people that are not in Nigeria, how they use washcloths, like not sponge or like washcloths, like towels to like clean their bodies.
I've not actually like heard. Well, tell me about it. I don't think I know because I've never lived among them before, so I don't really know.
Okay, I feel like using sponge and soap is a very African thing, like a very Nigerian
Yes,
thing.
there's a
A lot
very.
of people out here, they use washcloths and they're almost like towels, right? And then I saw on Twitter this person posted the best washcloths hand down, and they posted a picture of like the brand or whatever. And then someone else quoted that, and they were like still very shocked that people wash their bodies with towels. And I completely agree because I didn't even know it was a thing until I came here. And people used to be like, oh, yeah, I use a washcloth. Like, that's what I use. And I'm like, so you don't
Girl,
have a sponge?
girl can buy a sponge.
Like, you don't scrub? Like, what?
Like, literally, what do you mean? So it's.
It's so crazy.
Wow, I would never understand the whites.
It's honestly so crazy. Like there were so many cultural shocks for me when I came here. Like it was from that washcloth thing to Oh, when I used to say, because you know how everybody says Brumanpaka in Lagos?
Yeah.
And then when I came, I'm like, Paka cannot be the real word. So,
Because it's
and I was
not.
racking my brain. I'm like, what is the actual word for paka? And then it's like dustpan or
Dustpan.
something. Yeah, but I didn't know that. It took me a long time to figure that out.
Wow.
So I'm like, no, I can't say
That's
paka in public. Like, even
Oh
broom
my
stuff, it feels very wrong when I say it.
God. Have you or do you have like white friends, or like obviously you do like have black friends, like what's the word? What's the word? Black American friends, sorry. You have that, but do you have like, are you friends with the whites? I'm sorry, I call them the whites because they
The
whites, yes,
whites,
that's what they are.
the
Colonizers, thank you.
colonizers.
Like, do you have some friends?
Okay, so the thing is, I haven't even really made any friends since I've moved here because I moved to San Diego because I used to live in Anaheim. That's also in California, but just a different city. And I used to live in Anaheim, but I transferred schools. I transferred universities, and my now university is in San Diego. So I moved here last month. No, August. This is October, Abby. Is this still September?
Oh, so it's not even that
Oh,
long,
it's
like
still September. I moved here last month, yeah. So I'm like probably second week in August. Anyway, I moved here as a transfer student. I'm not a freshman, I'm a junior. I'm in my like 300 year. And then obviously moving here. And I hadn't like been in this school for my 100 or second year, 200 level or whatever. I hadn't been in this school. I was in another school. So I don't know, it's just been a little weird like making friends because I don't really know anybody that well. And I feel like people who went to school here had already built that like friendship circle, and I'm just kind of missing that. So, I mean, I still be talking to people in school, like when I go to school, just in the classroom, but it never leaves the classroom, you know? Like, I haven't built any friendships that are like friendships yet. Do you get?
Which like
So,
makes me ask, like, do you miss your friends in your old school? Because
it's not
obviously,
that I even had friends in my old college. Like, it was
girl.
literally, I literally only used to go there for class and leave. Like, most of my classes were online. I used to only go there for one single class, like
Oh,
one
okay.
class in person. And I would be there from like 12 to 1:30 or something, just like fucking 2 hours and once a week. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm not, how am I supposed to make friends? Like, making friends has just been so difficult since COVID, guy. Like, it's crazy.
What? I mean, I actually the opposites.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like since COVID, like making friends for me was actually quite like easier for me. 'Cause okay, I was the type of child where like I was seriously could not go anywhere. I didn't even especially live in Lagos. Like if you ask my friends that like live here in Lagos with me, they will tell you, oh, Efa doesn't live in Lagos. Efa lives in Ogun State. Like everybody knows that. But like
Wait, do you
with my,
actually live in Ogun States?
well, technically yes,
Oh,
but
really?
yeah, but like, how do
But
I
you're in
explain this?
Lagos often?
Yes, exactly, because that's where my whole life is. My school's there, my church is there, everything is there. But my father just saw land here, and he said he wants to build a house here. So that's how it is. And because of that, like distance, because it's not like it's really far, but if your friend is
You know,
staying
I'm
in
from
that,
Ogun States. That's random, but like, I'm from Ogun States.
same.
Really? That's crazy. Where in Ogun States are you from?
Abeokuta.
Oh, I'm from Sagam.
You serious?
Yeah.
I know somebody from there, but
Yeah.
my grandparents live in Songo.
Really? I'm usually in Ogun States probably when I'm in Lagos because my mom loves Sagam. She prefers out there to Lagos. She thinks
I
Lagos is
mean,
like
it's
really
very
hectic.
peaceful, very quiet.
Yeah, but that's the one reason I don't even like living out there because when I go, I usually go for weekends. Like, I'm usually there probably like every other weekend. And It's just always so quiet, and it's like, why is it so quiet? It's like, oh my God.
I actually like the peace. Like, it's like
I
I know
don't.
I you know why I like it, because like even this is even connected to my original point that if I were living somewhere in, like, let's say Magodo or Gwagada or Phase One or VI or even Chevron, where like is I would say it's easy to get to, but like you can like easily navigate your way around that place. Someone can just text me, say, "Oh, if I want to come to your house, don't come to my house." So one reason I like living here is that nobody will text me and just say, "Let me just come to your house and see." Don't come to my house. So because of like the distance and everything, my mom was like, "You can't be just going out anyhow. Like, you can't be going anywhere." And on top of that she was also like quite a strict mom. Like, my parents are quite strict, like in general, both of them.
Really?
So yeah, so it was just like when I got to it was when I got to uni, second year, that was when like they started being a little bit more lenient, if you can, like, can you imagine, started being a bit more lenient with me. Now I've actually grabbed my freedom by the throats, and no, because you do have to grab your freedom if you
You
want
have to
to
snatch
survive.
it. You have
You have to
to,
snatch your freedom, and as you're snatching it, make sure you have money to snatch it,
yeah.
because imagine you want to take your freedom, but you're asking your mommy for Uber money.
I can't.
So because of like that, oh, stay at home, like, and everything, all I had was my phone. In fact, during COVID, I didn't even have a phone. I only had my iPad.
Really?
I didn't have my iPad. I didn't have a phone. So I used to use Instagram so religiously. Some of my friends now, I met them during COVID, like through Instagram. Like, I have a friend, me and him are like tight, and I met him during COVID, like on Instagram. If not for COVID, I probably would never have met this boy, like ever. We will not be as close as we are now. But because of COVID, like, and then after that, like, since I was still police, I went to all girls school, Catholic, missionary. So I wasn't seeing any boys. I wasn't like,
Wow.
that wasn't like a an option for me. That wasn't
What was
like
it
my.
like, though, like leaving that scene to you go to what you need to go to PAU, Abby?
Yeah.
To going to PAU and being around all the things that you weren't around when you were
In my high school, well, I actually went to like co-ed for 3 years before I went to the all girls school.
Oh, okay. So at least you've
I was
been
like a bit more, I was like, oh,
okay.
but I was young then, don't get me wrong,
Okay.
I was young. I was like,
Yeah.
what, like 10, 11 to like 13. And I didn't know anything always, because I'm coming from high school, and I left high. I'm coming from primary school. I left primary school in year 5. I didn't do year 6, so I was still a small child. And then all these things were a bit foreign to me. I didn't know anything. And then I went to Holy Child, and then Holy Child is the name of the all girls school. I went to Holy
Okay.
Child, and met people. Then during that Holy Child time, that was during COVID, like that was after job and everything. Those 3 years were like probably the best 3 years I've ever had, like in my whole school experience, like primary school till now. Like, I would, they will easily be put in like between two, like top two. My, let's say my first, like my best year, like overall, is probably this last year that just passed, like this year 3. Like, I'm about to go to 4th year. So my third year, like, I really enjoyed, had so much fun and everything. But those 3 years that I spent in Holy Child were probably like my best, my favorite, and all of that, because of the friends I had like then.
I
Right.
see.
Yeah. They were very, like, everyone in that school was equal. Nobody, because we all cut our hair, we all had long skirts, we all looked very tragic and nice. We were not allowed to do birthdays, so nobody could bring a big cake, nobody could bring a small cake. We couldn't wear jewelry. Nobody could show off their Versace. Nobody could show off their Balogun Market necklace. Like, none of that. Like, everybody was the same. So my friends, they were very, I still speak to some of them now, but obviously, like, some of them have gone abroad, like, some at different schools, some are in different places, so I don't speak to them as much as I'd like to. But those three, let me actually remove year 10, year 11 and 12, probably the best, like, years of my whole schooling experience, like, ever. So how like did you feel like moving from one school to another? Like,
Honestly,
exactly.
okay, so before COVID, I feel like in general, in total, I've probably been to about nine schools or eight schools, counting primary school, secondary school. I used to move to different schools like a lot. So I'm kind of used to going around and like change environment and stuff. But when I was much younger, it was extremely difficult because I couldn't make friends as easily as I should have been because I was very shy. I was a very timid kid. Like, I feel like now is when I'm even kind of growing out of my,
Sure.
yeah, exactly. But when I was younger, it was very difficult. Like, I'll just be the shy, the quiet girl in the background. And then it would take me a long time to be able to kind of ease up and
Open
show
up,
my
right?
exactly and show my personality. So in primary school, I mean primary school, I can't really remember. Assume that it was fairly easy, but I can't really remember. But in secondary school though, because I used to be my first ever secondary school, I was in Grace.
Okay.
And then I left Grace. I went to this school in the UK. And then when I was in the UK, that was hard because I was still shy. I was still like, and I was amongst like white people.
Yeah, the white.
And like my school is, it was kind of, I don't know. I was like, I don't know. I was with stuck up, I don't know, rich British
I
kids.
understand. I mean,
So it was just.
I didn't go to school in the UK, but I know someone. Like, I have a family friend who did, and she and like this other girl were the only black like people in the whole school.
Yeah, like in my school, it was just me
Yeah.
and this other black guy, and he was in sixth form. He was literally about to graduate, and it was just he and I.
On
And it
top of
was.
being like the only black people, she was now also she was Muslim. She is a Muslim, so she had to go to school with a hijab. And the children there will be asking her like, oh, why are you wearing this? Like, why do you have to wear this? Why do you have to do this? And that
Yeah.
the experience, she told me, sorry, she told me that one of the reasons she wasn't able to like make proper friends was because of that. So is that also like the same reason, apart from like the shyness and everything, was that also a factor because like, oh, you are different, like from them, and they were not used to seeing or somebody like that. As you already said, like they were just two of you in like the whole school. So
Yeah.
maybe like having like maybe they see like the black people around, but they don't actually have like somebody that's constantly in their midst like that. So would you say that was, do you think that was also a factor, like
I probably
the
wouldn't say it was because when I
discrimination?
was in the school, I was really into sports. So I played netball, I played field hockey, I played I was shy into sports, shy. So I was kind of, I don't know, I was kind of around a lot, Like I was always like talking to them, but I feel like the only thing was just the fact that I was just kind of shy. Like I was good at the sports, but like it wasn't anything deeper than that. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but anyway, yeah, I
I
was just
understand what you
shy.
mean. I
Yeah.
understand
And
what you mean.
then I left the UK, came back to Lagos. I went to Avicenna, and then Avicenna was nice, actually. Like, I feel like that was my first, the first time I actually really opened up, Yeah, and it was nice. Yeah, Avicenna was really nice, but I left in year 11. I was about to go into year 11, and they had just, awarded me prefects, and that's when I left.
Do you
Literally,
remember what
like they
happened
did
that
the
made you want to
prefectship
leave?
thing. They gave me my prefectship badge, whatever. And then it was right before the holidays. I don't know if it was summer. I think I probably somehow December, I don't know. And then I just left. I went to the US and I never came back.
Okay, so you only come back to Lagos for like holidays and stuff now.
Yeah, now I only come back to Lagos for holidays. So after Addison, I came to the US and then I was in high school here for 2 years. And then I feel like I would say here was probably the hardest because out here in California, and my high school was in the suburbs. So it was just mostly white people and then a few Hispanics. And I would say they were really ignorant here. Like it was honestly a little crazy. Like before I found kind of like my friends, it was just a little weird. I mean, there were more black people, but like I don't know. I don't know. The scene was just it was just a little crazy. And I'm like, what's going on here? But it
Yeah.
wasn't anything too bad. Like I wouldn't say I experienced outright racism, but it was just, I don't know. It was just a
Like
little
when
weird.
them asking like questions that like that don't make
Yeah,
sense.
the things that would piss me off, like, oh, you speak really good English, like, I'm like, bro, English is my first language. Like, I don't know what you expected. Like, I don't know what this was. Like,
Was
it was
that?
just.
I feel like my patients will not actually allow me. I feel like
Yeah,
they'll send
yeah,
me
yeah,
away. My
yeah.
patients will not allow me. Like, what the fuck do you mean by I speak good English?
Yeah.
If I use your hair and strangle you.
Guy, like you would get it too many times, man. Like, I don't know. I still had to answer that question the other day in one of my classes. I don't know what we're talking about. Oh, it was one of those introductory classes. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm Nigerian. And then someone else was like, oh, wow, your English is really nice. Where are you from? I mean, your English is really nice. Like, how come? And I'm like, bro, that's my first language. Like, I don't know.
Like,
And it's crazy because like at your big age, like why are you still so ignorant? But
it's
that's what it is.
not, it, the thing is, like, the thing, one thing that I love about myself, if there's something that I don't understand, I'm running to my Google.
Yeah, like why
I'm
would you publicly just
flying
like
there. Like,
embarrass yourself like that?
I'm flying to my Google, to my Safari, to my Chrome, whatever I have on hand. And
Yeah.
I'm typing like, what is it? Like, let me sha know. Let me have an idea. Because,
To be honest,
girl, like,
it's honestly crazy. But anyway,
yeah.
I feel like it's way easier for me to make friends in Lagos than it is for me to make friends out here.
Obviously, because like Lagos people will, I would
Yeah.
call it like
And we're
easy,
all much of the
but
same.
yeah, like everybody's like, because like, I would say everybody's living the same life, but we're living life similar. Like some people, like
Yeah.
that's oh, if they take less in your house, like it's not something crazy. Like okay, this happens like all the time. Okay, another thing is the food. I mean, I feel like when somebody can bond over that, oh, do you want to go to Chicken Republic? Okay, yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
Yeah,
type shit. Yeah, yeah,
type
yeah.
of thing. But
Yeah. That there were
if,
just too
yeah,
many
if I,
barriers out here.
yeah, like, and if I go to the abroad, to the America, and I'm trying to like explain what Chicken Republic is and they're not understanding, I actually
Yeah,
got.
too many barriers, guy. Like in Lagos, the only barrier that you probably find is like class.
Yes,
But
exactly.
other than that, we're all the same. We
Like
all like do the same things, eat
do
the
the same
same
thing, go to
things,
the same,
go
like
to the
maybe
same
not the same
places,
school, but because
Very similar schools because everybody knows everybody in all the schools. So it's like there's no way you'll go that. Like someone wouldn't know who you are, or someone wouldn't know,
yeah, especially if you are trying to like if you're doing something for yourself, like if you are out there. I would say out there as about oh like banger boy or banger girl. No, I mean
Can we talk about that?
like imagine like all the boys now that oh they all own one kind of brand or the other. They are doing some kind of skateboarding thing. I know a bunch of videographers, photographers, editors, creative directors, stylists, writers, like all of that, all of that other stuff. like in Lagos is a would I say is kind of common. Like it's a common thing to hear, oh, this person is doing this. Like, so you're like, okay, first, but in the America or in the UK, you can meet somebody for the first time. What are you doing with your life? Nothing. I'm just chilling. Or some of them are going to work, like they're going to work in convenience stores or restaurants or bars or something like that. But here, you to work in a bar, like at what, 18, 19, who answer you? They'll tell you go home, go and learn mechanic work or barber work or sewing or makeup or nails or something. But not, I don't know. I don't know actually, but the difference is just different. You
Yeah,
understand?
it's very different. It's a little hard to explain, but
Yeah.
it's different. Like the atmosphere is just very different. But anyway, so yeah, that's the reason why I haven't really made that many friends. But this weekend though, I got invited to a frat party, so hopefully like it'll be chill, you know. I don't know. Yeah,
You
you
remember
know.
first like friend like ever,
Do I
like
remember what?
your first friend? It doesn't even have to be like who the actual first friend was, but who you can remember spending like a lot of time with, like when you were young.
I have this neighbor,
Why is it
and
always
then
neighbors? It's actually
because
always the
it's
neighbors.
you always because you see your neighbor like every day,
Every
and
day.
especially if you live in an estate and it's like the next house that's like right beside you as a
Right
kid,
next to
and
you.
you know everybody's going to primary school at the same time, you know, drop off same time, and then if you now end up going to the same school, and then it's like, oh, you know, I see this person, you know. So anyway, I sure had this neighbor, sure. And then there were, I think, two brothers or three brothers. One was my age, one was my brother's age, and then the other was just like in between. So I would see them like almost every day, and we would hang out like a lot. But I don't even know where they are now.
That's always the thing, because you never know anything after like again.
I know, like you guys just kind of. Maybe you just move
Disintegrate.
or something, and then that's it. And you just never hear from them again. And if you do hear from them, like probably you guys have just kind of grown apart.
Yeah, and it's always like awkward and weird because what do you guys need to talk
Because one
about?
of my other friends, self, he and I were friends when I was like much younger and stuff. And he was his mom's friend. No, his mom was my mom's friend. So I would see him, you know, pretty often. And then we kind of just grew apart. Well, not, yeah, we kind of just grew apart because we moved to VI, and then they were in Ogudu. That was where we used to live before. And then I don't know, we just, you know, we moved, so it's like we can't just talk anymore.
Oh my God,
So
I'm really happy that you said that. Okay, keep going. When you're done, I'll.
this summer we now he now like texted me on Instagram. And he's like,
Oh.
oh, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hi. And he was trying to hang out with me, but I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry, but like I don't think that's like I don't think we should do
Like
that
you have to like start making friends with them all over again,
all over again.
because like the reason you were friends before was because you like saw each other all the time,
Yeah, and you were
and like you
much
were
younger,
young,
and it's like
and
now it's like
being young then, like you're not thinking about anything, you're just doing things.
exactly.
But now,
And
like
now it's
you're an
like I
adult, you're
do
like
so much
an
shit
individual,
that,
exactly.
yeah, it's like I didn't even
So,
think I was gonna be doing when I was younger. So it's like, you know,
Oh
I'm
my
a whole
God.
new
Speaking
person.
of, so convenience friends, do you know, like, I don't know if that's what the word is,
Just
but
because they're close to you.
yes, thank
Yeah.
you.
I feel like that was a lot of the friends I made in secondary school because I was in boarding school. So, I mean, obviously, you're friends with the people in boarding school.
Yeah.
And it's like
Or no,
once
maybe
you
not all
leave
of them,
that
but like
boarding
maybe
school.
your roommates or your classmates
Yeah,
or the
exactly.
people that are on your table during like lunch
Yeah,
or dinner
that
or
was
breakfast.
one thing in Avicenna. When I left Avicenna, I was friends with basically everybody in Avi. But when I left, and it was just so difficult to like talk to
Keep
them
up.
again and kind of like, you know. And that's one thing I struggle with, like keeping up with people. I'm very terrible. Like I'll talk to you, like I can talk to you consistently for a little bit, for a short period of time, and then life happens, you get busy, you go to work or something happens, and then you kind of just kind of fade apart. But it's always very hard for me to kind of
Come
rekindle
back.
the relationship and be like, oh, hey, like let's catch up, like what's going on? It's always so difficult.
I actually understand you, like, when you say that, because I've even had like some complaints with like my friends now, like the people that I'm actually friends with now, because sometimes like I go like a while and not like say anything to them.
Yeah.
And they're like, but we're here now, and I'm like, girl.
As in, like, I know you're here, but like,
Like,
like, I don't know.
I don't want to give you an excuse, because if I do, like, it would be as if I don't care.
Yeah.
But like, girl, there are just things that are just happening. That is just it.
I know, it's honestly crazy, but
Yeah, like things are happening, and when such things happen, no, it's
yeah.
okay. I
Yeah,
love you
I
though.
feel you. I feel you. Like that's why I
So
don't know. It's something I need to work on though, because I mean everybody's busy, but once I get busy, like me personally, it's
I'm
just very
busy.
hard for me to just, put other
So
people, bring
convenience
other people
friends
into
is
my
like,
life in my free time.
convenience friends, like, I have, like, okay. Let me give you a scenario. When I first started uni, I didn't know anybody in that school. The only person I knew was one girl. Me and her went to high school together. And I mean, I had like two other friends that went to my high school that were also coming there, right? But they didn't resume like early. They didn't resume like the same time I resumed. So it was just me and this one girl. And we, like, she had like this issue with her bed in her room. So for a long time, she was like, me and her were like sleeping in the same room, same bed. And we were very close to do everything together. Although she was in a different school than I was, like, as per like a different building. Her building and my building were not the same, but like we're always like seeing each other and like talking and all of that, right? But come second year, she moved to another hostel. I mean, it's not like we were not friends or we stopped being friends, because we're like very still very cool with each other now, but we didn't talk as much as we used to. And I thought about it, I was like, is it that, like, this is an issue, or just a, is it a problematic thing? Because why is it that we're only friends when we're in the same place, or we're only like really super close when we're in the same place? And I was trying to think about it. I was trying to like talk about it like with myself, because we do have conversations. When I say we, I mean me and my group.
I feel you. I
Yeah.
feel you.
So we're like we're and I was like, is it like a thing? Like, is this what happens like to people like normally, or is it just a me thing?
No, I feel like it's definitely a thing, when you're friends with someone just because you guys have like things in common in that particular time, and it's like it's not enough things to make you want to be like, okay, I want this person in my life forever. Like a seasonal friendship. Like, okay, I'm in Lagos in the summer and I'm friends with everybody. I'm talking to everybody. I'm like, yeah, let's hang out, let's do this, let's do that. But when real life kicks in and I'm back here, I don't talk to like 98%
Everybody,
of the people I spoke to when I was in
I
Lagos.
understand.
Do you understand? Like, it's like we're just friends for that period. We're just friends because we're all in
Not even
Lagos.
like not
It's not
just
like
friends. It's
there's
not even
beef.
like,
It's not
yeah,
like we're
exactly. It's not
fighting.
like
There's
they
no
are not
bad blood.
even
It's
not
just like,
friends. Yeah, it's just
I
like
don't know. We're
things are
not
just happening.
actual, long-term friends, and that's fine. You don't have to have long-term friends with everybody. You guys can just be friends for that period, but it's not like you guys are fighting. And that's one thing a lot of people like don't understand. Like if you stop talking to someone for whatever reason, they can now start thinking you guys are fighting. Like they'll be having imaginary beef with themselves, and it's like, I'm not fighting you. It's just, you know, it just happened the way it happened. Like, if I
Like,
see you, it's all laughs and giggles, but it's not like.
well, everybody's calm, like everybody's fine, but like I personally, I don't have any hate harbor towards you in my heart.
Exactly.
Everything's cool,
Exactly.
everything's okay. And
Exactly.
like I will say that, okay, maybe some friendships do have like expiration dates, like the friendship has expired. And
Yeah.
maybe I won't even say the friendship. Let me rephrase actually, because I don't think the friendship has expired. I think that's all. Those friendships have expired, rather. I think that maybe just that, like,
Just for that point in
relationship,
time, you guys
exactly,
are just,
like
you
everything is
fulfilled
just
your
like,
needs.
yeah, exactly, like everybody is like, and I've learned like stuff from them. They have learned stuff from me. Like everybody has, we've impacted ourselves like positively. We've had fun, and I have like memories from those friendships. But it's time to, you know, do other things.
Yeah, exactly.
Do other things. Oh God. So there was a situation in my uni where this girl, I'm not really going to get into it because some of them, they listen to my podcast.
You're gonna put yourself in trouble.
Exactly. So I'm not really going to get into it because it was a really messy situation. But one of them had like a boyfriend, right? And the other one, the other one, right? She was best friends with the boyfriend. Yeah, but like the best friendship was before they came to uni. They had been best friends since they were in high school.
Okay.
So, okay, then there was a situation where something happened, and that best friend had to choose between her friend that she made in uni and her best friend that she had since high school, because they were
Wait,
both
so
in
who
uni
had to
first.
choose?
The best friend, the girl.
Okay, she had to choose between her best friend from high school and the one from uni.
Yeah. And
Why
I
did
would
she
say
have to
that
choose?
she had to choose. Like there was a situation where like I would just say it was like a string of miscommunication. And like
Okay.
something happened in their relationship, and
Okay.
she felt that she had to tell her best friend that, oh, this is what's actually happening. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So everything, like it just turned to shit, like their whole friendship, like just, I don't know if they're still friends now. I don't know. But then like it was a thing, like it was a whole thing. And I remember that day, like the only reason I even know about this is because it was in my room. They came to debrief the whole matter. Like
Hey.
I'm telling you. So when she was telling like me and my friends the story, like the girlfriend, because like, they ended up breaking up.
Okay.
She was telling me and my friends the story. The way the story, oh God, the way the story was, it was just, it was not, and it seemed like this girl was not like getting fulfillment from these her
Okay.
friends. But she said they have been her friends since she started uni, and she didn't know like what else to do. So I'm guessing that my question is, if somebody, I'm not even talking about, like she would like her, their story is just a scenario, like a case study. If somebody were in that situation, right, isn't it better to leave those people that are not serving you like the way that they are supposed to? Or do you think that, oh, she had an obligation, like the other friend had an obligation to tell her best friend, the boyfriend, that this is what is happening? Personally, if I were in the situation, I would like, if my friend should cheat on her boyfriend or do anything that is not relationship worthy or anything, I'm keeping my mouth shut, sealed. I'm not saying anything. I am blind. I do not see anything. But I've never had to do that. I've never been best friends with my friend's boyfriend before. I don't know. So now I'm asking you, like, what do you think of this situation? I feel like it's a very interesting situation. Like, it's not something that you really care about all the time. So.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, it's a very difficult situation to be in. Heike, I feel like it's a lose-lose situation because if you keep your mouth shut and then the person ends up finding out and they're like, Oh, and you knew and you didn't tell me.
Mm.
That's another beef. If you now
That's
yarn, it's like, oh, why are you putting your mouth in their relationship? Another beef. So it's like, can you ever win? Can you actually win in that situation? You
Yeah.
know?
That's one aspect. The other one is the oh, I don't have any other friends like them, so I don't want to leave them.
Man, Cap, that's bullshit. Like, does anybody actually ever say that?
What? I she said it all. Oh my God.
That's so BS. Like, there's literally how many billion people in the world? Like, that's like, why would you be selling yourself short saying, oh, you're never
I
gonna see
mean,
anybody like that?
girl, you'll be fine. Like,
As in, like, you'll be fine.
just
You'll
have a few
find
weeks on your own.
better.
Have a few weeks on your own. Like, just cry a little
As
bit.
in, you'll find better friends,
You
even.
eat well. You go out. You treat
As in, you'll
yourself.
forget about the pee.
You forget about it. Like, I know that friendship breakups can actually be a bitch. It could be so
Yeah.
painful. Like a friend like stopping is probably worse than any stupid boyfriend or
You're
girlfriend
not
that
wrong. You're not wrong.
like it's very very painful because well leave men at bay, just leave them alone. But like ah God, it just pains. So I actually understand like where she's coming from. I understand like her point of view, but at the same time, there are how many people in the world? First of all, forget the world. How many people are in this school?
As in, there's like countless.
You'll find new friends, don't worry. And if those new friends are bad too, then you drop them, you find new ones.
As in,
You
like,
drop them, you
I don't know
find
why
new ones.
people be thinking there's no more road after they fall out with one person. Like,
Like,
guy.
you'll be fine, my dear. Like, just sit down, just collect some breeze, you know?
As in,
And
just take some air,
just take some
smoke
air.
something, you
Literally.
know. And you'll be fine.
And just
Just
be fine
remember.
and be calm, if everything will just be okay with you. So in that situation, like I was just thinking, like if it were me, I don't know, I can't lie, like me then I would have told you I would probably wouldn't know what to do. Now I'll
Yeah.
probably say, oh, like nah, I'm not even dealing, like I wouldn't even let it get to that point.
Yeah.
Oh no, I would not even allow it to get to that point. But like then I could easily tell you, oh, maybe I'll just maybe I'll just God. FYI, we thank God for growth. We actually thank God.
As in, we thank God for growth, though. We thank God
God
for
for
growth.
growth.
And
Oh
I was
God.
thinking about it the other day.
Yeah.
You know how, like, before you find your own style, you know how everybody is always like, oh, find your own style, find your own music, you know, self-love, like, who are you? All those kind of questions. And before you are able to answer those questions, where you're still in that stage of, you know, dressing
Experimenting and trying
generic,
things, yeah.
not even experimenting, but you're just following the waves of, you know, whatever's
Oh,
in vogue in that moment,
okay.
like just wearing things that everybody else is wearing or listening to music that everybody else is
Everybody else
listening
is doing.
to. And then you get to that stage of experimentation and it's like, do I like this? Do I not like this? And then you find your actual style. I feel like that process is always so crazy. And like looking back at it now, like before I found my own music and before I found the things I like to wear, and I was looking at old pictures of myself and the things I was wearing when I
Oh
didn't
my
know my own
God.
style, I
I
was
feel like
like,
that's a
what the
canon
fuck? I'm
event.
going to throw up. It is. It's like, why was I wearing this?
I recently downloaded my Google Photos, like downloaded the app, and because my iPhone obviously has like a storage issue, so I'm trying to like move my pictures like from my phone to my Google Photos, and then I did that. I had like a bunch of old pictures from that Google Photos from like as far back as 2017, 2018. As I said earlier, like I didn't have a phone like then, so maybe the time I started the device was like 2017, right? And I was seeing the way the wigs looked on my head, the way the acne and the way I used to smile. And the poses I used to pose, and the BS I used to wear, and I'm like, God, what is this? Thank God nobody else. Like, and I would really post those pictures and think I was a bad.
And not even just you, all the people that will be gassing you in the comment
Oh my
section,
God. Well,
validating your
we
feelings.
used to lie to ourselves.
Guy, can we talk about how we actually used to lie to ourselves? Because I remember
Lie.
one time in secondary school, someone would post something, right? And then people would be commenting on some, yeah, like, I love you, like, this is so nice. And then after they comment, after they eat the ass, eat all the ass in the world, after they
Oh,
suck all the
God.
dick in the world, they'll now be on phone with someone else saying, I don't even like what she wore. And I'm like, guy, were you not
You
just in the
fake
comment
ass.
section?
You fake.
Like, prom, let me tell you, Avi prom one time that year, I didn't go to prom. It was like the seniors prom.
Yeah.
I was out that day, and I just happened to be out during the time of prom. So like the person I was out with, she and I were like, oh my God, let's just go to where they're hosting this prom and let's see what everybody else is wearing. So we went and then we just saw them. But then, so obviously some people posted on IG, right? And you know, people were commenting and stuff. And then on our way home, we were just talking to other people that obviously saw the pictures. And some people that we saw that were, you know, saying negative stuff
Yeah, they were under
about
those
other
people's comments.
guys. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I was just like,
Why do
you
you like to
guys,
lie? Like,
guys,
which
just don't
lie?
comment anything. Like,
You don't have
who sent
you actually
you?
don't have to like,
You
it's not a
don't.
thing.
It's not an
Nobody wants to see
obligation.
you if you don't comment on somebody's picture like
I
you.
know.
Like, you are fine. So,
Guy,
you
you
see,
not be boosting the other person's morale. They'll be thinking
you
that
are
you
fucking
actually mean it.
ego.
Meanwhile,
Meanwhile, people should at
the real
least
ones know
mind.
that you're insulting them
My
behind
God.
closed doors.
It's very crazy because I mean, I used to think that it was just in maybe high school, but uni too.
It's not just high school, or it's not
It's not
just high
just
school.
you. It's probably worse than uni even.
High key. And I hate that that's a thing because, like, why do you have to be fake, you know?
Like, you really don't. That's why, like, actually, the only thing I'm praying for people to find, like, if there's anything I'm asking and begging anybody to find, just you don't even need a lot, maybe one or two genuine friends, real friends that would tell you the truth and like hold you. Because you know, some people just think that, oh, friendship is just, oh, let's go out, let's take pictures, let's do this. Like, no, my friends, they will sit me down and hold me accountable to some bullshit that I've done, and they're just going to be like, Effa, bro, this shit that you've done, it doesn't make any sense. They will
On the
clock me
topic
on
of
it, like,
that though,
literally.
sorry to cut you
So,
off.
yes, fine.
On the topic of that, you know how the whole Smada thing was going on Twitter, right? I'm
Like
taking it
talking
there. I'm
about
taking it
that
to you. I'm
boy.
taking it to you guys,
I
well-loved,
don't like talking
well-famous
about
banger
that
boy.
boy. Oh, God. Anytime I you see my friends, they won't
So
know how much. Like, and when I'm sorry, when that last one came out, like that, the most recent one came out, I'm
yeah.
telling you, about six or seven people sent it to my Twitter. Somebody called me, specifically called me, and he said he knows I'm happy because they said they have gone to accuse mother again. I said, yes, good morning, everybody. It's a great day. Anyway, continue.
So anyway, so yeah, this is most recent allegation that came out, and he was now releasing, he was writing essay that nobody read, just writing and posting third on
Using
third that nobody was
ChatGPT
reading,
to
as he
bribe
using
me.
ChatGPT, using all the AIs in the
Not just
books.
AI. Oh, God.
So, you know, and then, you know, obviously he was getting dragged, and then his old friends, we're now coming on Twitter to say like he's going to fight the battle alone because the way he climbed to fame, like he was just like kind of eating ass and then he left them in the mud. So now that he's in trouble, they're just going to watch, like sit behind and watch.
Well
And
done.
it was honestly so funny because like that's actually very crazy.
Cause like imagine your guys telling you like suffer alone because
Yeah.
wow.
But I mean, I guess from their perspective, like he kind of put it on himself
Yeah, exactly.
because he
Cause
abandoned them and stuff.
I don't. I
And
mean.
like, I'm not even gonna lie, if I was friends with someone like Smada, which obviously I could never be, but if I was, and you know, said friend is always being accused of some horrible
Like,
thing
why
on
is
the
that person
TL
even still your friend?
multiple times, not once, not twice, not three
More than
times,
once.
multiple times. It's like, I can't be friends with someone like that. Because, like, bro, the first time you can say, oh, okay, maybe he didn't do it. Second time, you're side-eyeing the person. Third time is like, oh God, how far now? Isn't
Okay,
this
like,
up?
what is it really
Like,
you?
do you get? And it's like, guy, you can't say you didn't do it like all the 10 times that they've accused you until. Like, guy, what?
What? I can never
And then
forget that first time.
his
That's
excuse for this most recent one
2020.
was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
He
He was
said he
like, oh,
didn't know
because,
that she always posts pictures.
yeah, oh my God, you can't be serious
He
right
can't
now.
be
You
serious.
can't.
What do you mean?
You can't.
What
Like,
did
I'm
she do?
begging you, apply some sense.
And I'm even like, because even upon still, I still know somebody. I'm not going to call his name. God forgive me. But God, I know he's going to listen to this. When you hear this thing, you know that it's you I'm talking about. I saw you posted him on your story today. I saw you posted him on your story today. God is watching you. The gates of hell. Okay. Oh.
Oh my God.
Hell is hot. I just want rape is a sin. I just
I
want to.
know.
Yeah. So
It was honestly very hilarious.
it's very crazy to me. And anytime like I talk to, because I still know some people that were friends with them, I caught up with them now. And anytime like I used to tell them about like my distaste, they're like, but how do you know he did it? I'm like, girl, maybe before it was just word of mouth. It
Yeah.
was just word of mouth. Like, there was no actual, like, I won't say there was no evidence, but there was no way that we could have actually known. We're just taking it like hook, line, and sinker. And
Yeah.
truly, if a girl comes, I'll be even not even a girl, but anybody, but I am a woman, so I'm going to listen to women first. If anybody should come out and say, oh, this is what happened to me, in line of abuse, I don't know why my spirit is going to gear towards them first
Yeah.
before, and I'll maybe retain some logical reason, and I'm like, okay, let's hear from the two of you. But I just want to hear from the first person, like the abused, before the abuser. I'm sorry. Maybe it makes me sound biased. Maybe. I
No,
don't
it doesn't, 'cause I mean, that's, I
know.
feel like, as you should, like, always believe the first person, like, you're
Literally.
Yeah, before you start like asking questions, because like most of the time, a lot of the time, it's not usually their fault. Like, they're actually the ones that were victimized. So, yeah, and most of the time, like, guys just always guys are just guys, man. Like,
It's
deep
not
sigh,
even,
guys are just guys.
it's not today, and it's not
Yeah,
today, and it's
it's
not
crazy.
tomorrow.
And you know, because women are kind of like the lesser
The
gender.
minority gender, yeah.
Exactly. Every time something like that comes up, it's
You don't want
always,
to believe.
everybody is always believing guys. Like, the women can literally come out with evidence, like, this is what happened. They're recounting every single thing for you, like, minutes by
And
minute.
even
The
witnesses.
guy can come out, exactly. But the guy can come out and say
And
once more
just say,
thing,
I
like,
didn't do it.
I
I
wasn't
didn't do
even
it.
there. Like,
I
it wasn't
wasn't.
even me. And everybody's like, yeah, like,
Oh,
maybe the
yeah.
guy didn't actually do it. And it's like, what the fuck, you know?
Like,
It's honestly crazy, but
main point of this phase of this conversation is that not everybody should be your friend. I feel
yeah.
like when you peep rubbish from your friends, like, they, if
Yeah,
you
I
told
liked it.
them, like, oh, bro, like, comport, like, behave yourself, and there's only, like, you can't actually force anybody to do what they don't want to do. If they don't want to change, they're not going to change. And yeah, unless you want to compromise your own values by being, because you can't tell me that you are friends with a rapist and you've not, like, are you,
Exactly.
like, sometimes when I tell, like, that's why sometimes I don't like telling my male friends about like stuff that has happened to me, because I'm like, if I tell them now, I would just be disappointed with myself, so in them. and angry at myself, I'll just be very disappointed. So I just would not, I'm not even saying anything to them. Because I'm like, you're supposed to know better. Like, it's better if you live ignorantly than if I now tell you and you know, but you are still hanging around with them. That means you have some tendencies.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly. You have some tendencies. Like you
Or
may
even
have
though
not
you don't
done
have
it yet, so,
tendencies. Yeah,
but
exactly.
you
Even though
have.
you don't have the tendencies, but you don't think it's something that is of as much importance.
Questionable than
Exactly.
yourself.
And you said, like, what do you mean? So what do you not believe in? Like, so you're
Yeah.
just running around thinking life is a bed of roses. Okay, you're like,
Yeah.
yeah, men shall. So like at the end of the day, men, they are conditioned to live that way, like to think that way rather. So
Yeah.
anyway, not making excuses for the men.
As in,
Moving on.
moving on,
Moving
but
on.
still on the topic of this whole friendship thing,
Yeah.
I feel like I've realized that I don't have that many friends. Like, I probably only have
That's
like
okay.
one or two friends because I don't know, it's very difficult for me to have, bringing it back to my inability to kind of keep up with people. I kind of lose friends quickly in that aspect because I'll talk to you, we'll be open, we'll be guys. And then, once life happens, it's like, I'm just taking a back seat. But I mean, I still like you. I still really deeply like you, but I just haven't put in the effort to kind of like reach out to you and ask you how you're doing.
Yeah.
So I don't really have that many friends that I talk to like on a daily basis. And just in general, to be fair, like I don't know how to explain it. It's like
I
I'm
understand
kind of
what
like
you
just
mean.
a one man soldier. I mean, I still have friends though, but like I don't have like close friends that I would tell every single thing to. I'm like very private in that aspect, you know.
I mean, I used to have, like, me say two or three, right? Then now it has actually just like widened a bit more. Now there's even five or six. And
Wow.
I'm telling you, and these are like my really, really, really close friends. And I won't lie and say that they know like everything about me. Or maybe only like two or three only know like my whole life story. Like if you ask them for
Yeah.
compose, they can write a story about me. Like they know, right? And that's because I feel like I'm a very feelings person. Like I am very okay with telling people like things. I may not exactly touch on the subject, like go so deep into it, but I will just graze the surface a little bit.
Yeah, like I only
Like,
tell you what I feel like I want you to know.
yeah.
But what I tell you is kind of basically surface level compared to like what actually is going on, you
What
know?
actually is happening? Yeah.
Yeah,
So
or I would
for
only
me to
tell you
know,
something once I'm
yeah.
over it.
Oh, fair. For me to now like sit down and say, okay, yeah, this I'm telling you like this thing about myself and my life, like that means okay, there's actually like a level of trust and commitment. Because I may not be committed to men, but I'm committed to my friends for sure. I really try. I try my best.
Yeah.
So that's just that. Okay, I wanted to ask you, do you have any like really like I won't say really close, but like do you have any male friends that you are like, well, they are not bad. Like I actually like being around them. Do you have any?
Male friends. I don't currently have any male friends that are like just male friends and I'm just like brothers, quote unquote. Like most of the male friends I have, we're just friends because we probably tried to talk and it didn't work
And
out,
then work.
or they still want to knock. They're just trying to be friendly about it. Do you get? Do you get? Like, I don't really have any male friends that's just like, this is my brother. And I mean, I'm not even like mad about it. Oh, actually, I do. I do. I do. I do. I'm just thinking about it right now. I do. I have, okay, he's the only male friend that I'm like, yes, this is actually my male friend that I'm like friends with. And I really like enjoy being around him. But he's in Canada, so I don't get to see him that often. Yeah.
Same, I
But other
mean,
than him, I probably don't.
I have like one, but
Yeah.
that one doesn't also live in Lagos, he lives in Port Harcourt. So yeah, I don't get to see him like, and I mean, yeah, that's just it, basically.
It's so frustrating though, like that's the reality.
Like, just one out of all the men I know, just
Out of
one.
all the men I know,
Okay.
like for real.
Like, okay. And the thing is, some of these boys, we could actually be like best of friends, but they just
Yeah, but
want
it's
to
just
match.
that like
Oh my
sexual
God.
aspect that they just
Like,
kind of go off.
did you ever see this tweet where somebody said, "Have you seen your Yash? Is it a friendly Yash?"
Guy, I'm sure that's how everybody, every guy in Lagos thinks, man. They see some kind of figure, some kind
And their
of
mind is just like, sorry.
Thank you.
I was like, you start talking to a man. You think everything is fine. You think everything is calm. One random day, they were like, they will not say, so. You know, I feel like the way they operate you, they drop hints here and there. They see how you respond and react to those hints.
Yeah, like just some subtle
Some
comments, and
subtle
it's like,
here and
I
there,
know
like,
what you're trying to say, oh.
exactly.
Say it to
Anytime
your
something
chest.
that like wants to happen, I'm just like, girl, like, have some decorum, like, behave yourself. So they know that this is not why we are here. Like,
This is not why we are here.
we are not here for this.
Shout out to Tiwa Savage.
Literally, like, we're not here for this. Like, we are here to chill. If you are, in fact, me, I don't really go to men's house. I don't go to boys' house. So,
I don't think I've ever been to a guy's house in
have
my
I
life.
been? Have I been? Let me think about it though.
I don't usually even go to other people's houses because I don't know. Growing up, my mom was very conservative about like me going to see other people, or yeah, she would rather other people come to the house and come to my house and meet me in my home than me go to someone else's house and like be there because it's like, why am I in your
Why are
house?
you here? Like, don't you have a
Yeah.
house?
Yeah, exactly. So like, I don't know. Growing up like that, I just don't usually go to other people's houses unless I'm really close to you. But if not, just come to mine. And if you don't want to come to my house, then we'll go somewhere else. But I'm just not going to go to your yard and just chill. Like, bro, I
I
can
think
chill at my
mine
own
was,
yard.
yeah, I think mine is, I don't like people in my house, like people
Really?
in my, I don't know why I don't like it. My mom says because, like, my mom says because we don't live like in Lagos. I if we probably lived like somewhere on the island or maybe one of the nice parts of the mainland, then I'll be okay with it. I'm like, no, I don't really want anyone
You just
here.
like your space, right?
Yes, I like it the way it is. The only person that comes to my room probably is my sister. Like, yeah, my mom, she doesn't really enter. She just like knocks the door. She says what she wants to say and she goes. My dad, he stands outside, doesn't even enter at all. So, like,
That's crazy.
why?
At least you have your privacy. Like, if it was my mom just like barges into my room, guys. She doesn't even
I
knock.
can't get it. Like, I can't do anything crazy because I cannot hide.
Yeah.
But recently, no, you know what? I don't think I can say this one here. I'll tell you this one later.
Guyan, Guyan.
I'll tell you this one later. I cannot say this one here. So,
Yeah.
anyway, the main point is I don't just like people in my house, like people in my, why are you here? Like, what are you doing here? There's nothing to do here. There's
Yeah, like
if
let's
my
go
dad is
somewhere
around,
else.
there's no Wi-Fi, and I would rather go to someone's house than they
Really?
come to mine. I don't know why. Don't come to my house, please. Like, what are you doing here?
I feel you. I feel
There's
you.
nothing for here for you to do. Like, what are you doing here? Stay,
Yeah,
like,
I feel you. I
yeah.
feel you. Yeah.
So the main point is or the other main point is that leave men. Like, if you're looking for best friendship in a man, stop it.
As in, stop. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself.
Reach for
Because it's not
women.
gonna
Like,
happen.
women will be the bestest friends to you. I don't know if bestest is a word, but please find
As in,
woman friends.
you know those babes that are like, yeah, I can't have any female friends. Like,
That
I feel
you're
like
missing
guys are
out.
just less trouble. Like, I bond with guys more. Guys are my brothers. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Atibo, we've heard you.
Oh my God.
Okay. Continue.
Like, okay, like, cool. If that's what you want to be like, fine. But I just want to ask one question. So any of the girls who are listening and they feel like that, how does it feel when you're going out and there's nobody to do your makeup with you? Or
As in,
like, how does that feel? Because I know that sometimes the preparation to go out is even better than the outs that we are going. Do you
that's
understand?
loud, guy.
Like sometimes the preparing to go out is better than the outs itself. Because like I'm with my friends, we are playing music, we are having a nice time, we are
Yeah, we're
nobody's
vibing, you
saying, oh,
know.
come and do my makeup, come and do my lip liner, come and fix my lashes, come and do this. Can I wear this one? What one does it fit? That type of thing. It's just like,
Yeah.
oh, I'm just a girl. Like I'm actually just a girl.
I am just a girl, like girl math.
Like doing girl things. So
Yeah.
apart from that, like it's also just very fulfilling. Like
I
it's
feel
a
you.
it's just like you're not really worried about any extra things. If your friends are good people, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not even just that. If your friends are good friends.
Yeah.
Because you know, someone can be a good person but not a good friend. So you hope for good friends. You hope for good people that are also good friends to you. And not just to you, but to other people because
To other people,
yeah,
yeah.
because what do you mean they treat you right but they don't treat Nkiru
Oh
right?
my God, all those babes are like, yeah, my boyfriend has to be mean to other girls, but it has to be nice
Mm-mm.
to only me.
Mm-mm.
And
Don't
like,
you?
it will shock you that one day that
One
he's
day he
also
will
mean to
just
you
slap
too.
you.
The day he gives you back hand, he goes shock.
You will
He
not
goes
even
shock you
meet it.
like,
It's to do like field trip.
as in, like some babes
Like,
are just hilarious sometimes when they talk.
like the person I'm talking to now, yeah, he's very, what's the word? He's I would say he's like wicked. I would say he's like super nice as well. But he's
He's
just
just there.
polite. He's just a
Yeah.
like he's just a nice, polite person. If you need help with something and he can help you with it, he would. If it's a situation where it's just odd for him and it makes him feel uncomfortable, he's not going to help. Do you understand? So that's like okay, that's something that we're thinking about. We can't really go into that one now because that one is supposed to go to hear this one. Sorry, wait, let me just I forgot. I think at the beginning I'll put disclaimer.
Same words are big.
If you hear your name, I mean, if you hear your dilemma, so sorry.
If you hear your dilemma, so if this sounds familiar,
So
I'm
sorry.
sorry.
We needed to use it for case study.
That's funny, guy. That's funny.
Okay.
But when is this gonna come out though? So I know when to like.
Girl, I don't know, cause
How
okay,
long does it take you?
public holiday, so I actually
Oh,
have
is
time.
it?
Yeah. No, I've been going to sleep. I've had a long week.
Guy Capo, you better put this out tomorrow, guy. I'll text you tomorrow. I'm gonna be like, guy,
I
is this
mean,
out?
I don't know. I don't know. This work thing is not for me.
You're interning,
Anyway,
right?
interning, actual work.
Wait, are you interning or you're actually working?
Both.
Really? Where are you actually working at and where are you interning at?
I'm working at I don't know if I'll call it a magazine, but it's like an online forum
Okay.
called Simon Says Drip. They're like a
So that's
high
like a
fashion
magazine.
music type thing, yeah.
Okay.
Then I write for them. I write
Okay.
music for them. And the other one, my internship is in music school. Yeah, so I do digital marketing for that school. That's my internship.
Okay.
I will
I
soon
interned when
finish.
I was
Thank
in
you, Chidi.
Lagos. I was working at
Chidi.
Arise.
Wow.
Yeah. Why did you say it like that? So we
Because
exclaimed. She said, wow.
like wow. Arise. Wow.
Guys, shut up.
I am
Yeah, I was there. It was pretty
false.
nice though. I was only there for like a month though, because
Oh,
it
okay.
was only a summer gig. Like I was in Lagos for 2 months, and then out of the 1 month I was interning.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah, it
Some
was
of the
pretty
food is
chill.
good now.
Yeah, working there made me feel like I wanted to be an anchor.
Okay, do you want to be an anchor? Like, is that
I
something you
feel
want
like
to
I
do?
do want to be an anchor. Like when I was interning, I didn't obviously anchor. I was just a producer for one of the shows. But I feel like I really want to be an anchor. Like I feel like it's so chill.
I feel like it will fit you. Like, it's
Yeah, it's so
something
nice.
that I can imagine you doing.
I know, right? So
Yeah.
like I actually feel like I want to do that. And for the longest time I'd struggled with what I want to do like outside of school. You know when they ask you like yeah, so what are your plans? And it's like, bro, I'm just
Bro, I
studying
don't know,
to get this
man.
degree. Like I'm not even going to
I'm trying
use
to get
it.
it to lunchtime. Like, I'm trying to make
I
it to lunch.
mean, like, I
Please
don't
don't
know
ask me
what the fuck I'm
questions.
trying to do. But I feel like now I'm kind of getting a little glimpse of what's, you know, I feel like I'm probably and which is probably like something media related, like
Yeah. Same.
journaling, I don't know, something that just has to do with media,
Yeah.
you know.
I wanted, at first I was thinking of TV, but then I realized that I'm super awkward, like in front of a camera. Like
I am the same way.
I'm
I'm
not
literally
normal
the
at
same way,
all.
but it's something you can always work on now.
No, I'm better like talking and nobody's seeing like my face, my facial reaction,
Yeah,
like that.
I
So
also want to
I
be on a
felt like,
radio
oh,
show.
exactly. Like, I feel like I'm gearing more towards radio than like TV, because I don't like people looking at me. Like, well, I'd much rather be behind. I'd pr probably be the one shooting, but not the one like acting. Like,
Yeah, I feel you. I
yeah.
actually feel you. Yeah, I'm definitely very shy when like someone else is holding the cameras and I'm the one
Yeah.
like, but I feel like if I really wanted to, I feel like it's something I can actually grow out of. Because I've grown out of a lot of things like compared to when I was younger.
Yeah.
So I feel like the whole camera thing will just have to be another thing that, you know, I
You
grow out
grow
of.
out of.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've actually like we spoke for about an hour
Yeah, an
and
hour
20
21
minutes.
minutes.
Yeah.
This is the
So,
longest I've like filmed for.
right? Like, this is actually
Yeah.
like the longest episode I've ever had hours.
Yeah. And it's
Thank
crazy
you.
because my podcast is just a me thing. It's a solo thing. But I really
Yeah.
want to have like someone else on my podcast and make it like a duo thing, you know?
Oh,
Because
okay.
I feel like that way it's easier because the conversations flow
Flow
way better.
better. I
Do you understand?
understand
So it's
you.
like I really want to have someone else that's like a
Doing it with you.
host on my pod, but like I haven't
Found
looked
the
into
time.
it yet. Yeah, I haven't found someone that's like willing. I would ask you, but you already have a podcast.
It's
I know,
I don't know
right?
if we can like merge. I don't think that's possible. Maybe we'll
Yeah,
just
I
be
don't
having
know.
like seasonal, maybe like once a
Yeah,
quarter, but
like I'm on your podcast now, you'd be on my own. You
yeah,
know, I'm
exactly. I don't
like, yeah.
know. It depends, Sha. Anyway, thank you, Jelly, for having this conversation with me.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
This was
Actually, I
so nice.
yeah, it was, and actually like had like fun, and like
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, audience, for listening. Thank you, and again, public service announcement: if you heard your story,
If the shoe fits, we're
if the shoe
sorry.
fits, so sorry about that. If you also, those of you that are supporting Smother, God will help
As
you.
in, you answer in heaven.
I'm heaven. Anyway.
Abby.
Thank you guys once again, and bye. Say bye.
Oh my God. Bye. Bye, guys. Adios.